from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Seven patients at Timmins and District Hospital have come down with COVID-19, triggering an outbreak designation and isolation for the unit they're in. As a result, hospital administration says visits are suspended until further notice. Tighter restrictions for designated care partners are being implemented on Monday. Care partners won't be allowed, with exemptions and conditions in certain circumstances. All of those criteria are listed on our website. Ottawa is asking provinces and territories to make a decision soon on mandating COVID-19 vaccines. Federal Health Minister Jean-Yves Duclos says Canada's healthcare system is fragile, Canadians are tired, and the only thing the feds know can help fight this variant and any future variant is vaccination.
So that's why I'm signaling this as a conversation which I believe provinces and territories, in support with the federal government, will want to have over the next weeks and months.
Duclos says based on his personal understanding of what's happening internationally and conversations with his provincial and territorial counterparts, a serious discussion on mandatory vaccine policies is needed. We're under an Environment Canada extreme cold warning overnight in these parts. Meteorologist Steve Flissfetter says the wind chill will be below minus 40, but we'll get a weekend reprieve with the thermometer much closer to the melting point.
Then early next week, we do see a return to those very cold temperatures and wind chills combined.
Flissfetter advises us to heed the warning. Even if you think you're used to the cold, it can be very damaging without the proper attire.
Dress warm, don't stay out too long if you don't have to, and if you can stay indoors, all the better.
He also reminds us that our dogs and cats experience cold the same way we do. Finally, this afternoon, help and advice are no further than a phone call away for any caregiver tending to someone with dementia. Alzheimer's Society Cochrane-Témiscaming District Executive Director Tracy Coscamp-Bergeron says January's Alzheimer Awareness Month focus is community. It encompasses communicating with people outside the home, even during the pandemic, and with her organization. Its Facebook page, she says, contains videos answering frequently asked questions.
Keeping the video short, 2 to 3 minutes long, and there's lots of information on there for caregivers as well to be able to access a how-to video for different things if they can't get a hold of somebody right away.
That's only one resource Coscamp-Bergeron mentioned during our interview. It's on our website in its entirety. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.